नमो विष्णुपदाय अष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनः नामिनः नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणि प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषे शुश्रूषमाणे Hare Krishna. So today is Sita Devi's appearance day, Sita Navami, on the ninth day of this month of Jaishtha. Sita Devi appeared as the daughter of King Janak, the ruler, the king of Mithila, or Videha. Videha is a province in India which is between Bihar and Bengal, and the capital was Mithila. So since she appeared as the princess of Videha, she is known as Vaidehi. Or as the princess of Mithila, she was also known as Maithili. So she has many, in Indian culture, the many names are given according to various aspects, from the place she is born, or the king's daughter, as the daughter of the father. Since she was born, as she was the daughter of King Janak, she was also known as Janaki. And she was not actually the daughter of King Janak. King Janak found her while he was preparing the ground for the sacrifice, for the fire sacrifice. He was plowing the land to prepare it for the sacrifice, and then all of a sudden he hit something hard, and as he pushed the plow further, one golden casket came out. Beautiful golden casket with jewels, and studded with jewels, beautiful. And he, out of curiosity, he opened the casket and he found a beautiful little girl. So he was very excited, and he took this girl to his wife, and because she came out of the plow, she came from the plow, the edge of the plow is known as Sita. Therefore, he named her Sita. And since then, Janak started to see that all kinds of good fortune started to appear in his kingdom. And he also, his wife also gave birth to a daughter at that time. So he named her as Urmila. So Sita and Urmila started to grow up together as the princesses of Mithila, the daughters of King Janak. Who is Sita Devi actually? Sita Devi is the eternal consort of Sri Ramchandra. The Lord has his potency. The Lord is endowed with his potency or shakti. So one aspect of his shakti is Lakshmi Devi, Shri Devi. That aspect of the Lord is always, that Shakti of the Lord always stays with him. Shri or Lakshmi Devi is always with him. But the other aspect is Bhudevi. Actually, two Shaktis are there on two sides of the Lord. Shri Devi and Bhudevi. In India, when you, especially in South India, when you go to see the temples of Narayan, you'll find two consorts on two sides of the Lord. So Lakshmi Devi is Shri and Srimati Radharani is actually expanded as Bhu. In Vrindavan also, Krishna has two potencies side by side. Radharani and Chandravali. Chandravali in Dwarka expands as Rukmini, who is the Mahalakshmi, the original Lakshmi. And Radharani expands as Saptabhama. So here also, Lord Ramchandra, he appeared only with one potency. One Shakti, that is Sita Devi. In Ramchandra's pastime, Sri Devi is not there. Because this is a very special pastime. The Lord came to display the Marjada aspect. Lord Ramchandra is the Marjada Purushottam. Marjada is the principle of morality. So Lord Ramchandra came to establish the principle of morality or the principle of adherence to the scriptural injunctions. So in order to establish that principle, Lord Ramchandra just accepted one wife. He came to establish the real standard for human society. And these pastimes of Lord with his pleasure potency is principally established on vipralamba, separation. Loving relationship has various aspects. Principally, they have two aspects. Loving relationship has union and separation. Vipralambha and sambhog. Sambhog and vipralambha. Union and separation. Of these two, which one is more intense? Loving relationship. In which relationship the love becomes more intensified? In separation, in vipralamba. So Sita Devi's in Lord Ramchandra's pastimes, Sita Devi's love for him is based mainly on vipralamba, separation. And so Sita Devi is the eternal consort of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Lord performs his pastimes. We have to understand it is a pastime. What Lord does, when he comes to the earth planet, when he comes to the material nature and performs his pastimes, those pastimes are predominantly based on Leela. Then his leelas, his pastimes, in order to establish some standard, in order to educate the human beings on the path of dharma. So these pastimes are like a drama. Have you noticed in a drama there are different characters? The hero, the heroine, and the villain. Without the villain, will the drama be complete?
No.
Drama means conflict. The conflict between the hero and the villain. And the heroine is in the middle. All the struggle is about the heroine. So here in Lord Ramchandra's pastimes and in other pastimes, when he has these villains. The Lord is the hero and the demons are the villains. And now in a drama we see the hero and the villain. When you watch the drama, what happens? Sometimes you get so angry about the villain, you just feel like taking your shoes and throw the shoe at the villain. And so that is their acting, the drama. But after the drama is over, then what do you see? You see that the villain and the hero, with their arms on each other's shoulder, they are talking to each other. They're friends. So we have to understand that the Lord's pastimes are actually like a drama. But what does a drama do? Drama actually enhances our emotions. And by doing that, they establish some principles and teachings. So, like in Lord's pastimes, we Sita, in Lord Ramchandra's pastimes, we find Sita Devi. And what does it do? This Vipralambha, the separation of Sita Devi from Lord Ramchandra, what does it do? Doesn't it wring our heart and make our heart fill with pain and tears come out? So that is a sign of a good drama. It makes you cry. Or it makes you angry. These are the emotions. What are those emotions? Those emotions, there are seven kinds of emotions. Hasya, Adbhut, Veer, Rodra, Bibhatsa, Bhayana and Karuna. Hasya, laughter. Adbhut, surprise. Veera, chivalry. Rodra, anger. Bibhatsa, ghastly. Bhayana, frightening. And Korun, pathetic. So these are the emotions, seven secondary milos, which causes the emotion in the heart. So that is what these pastimes of the Lord is doing. So Sita Devi is the personification of Vipralambha. And so Sita Devi was born, Sita Devi appeared from the earth. She is the manifestation of the Bhu Devi. And she is the eternal consort of the Supreme Personality of God. So she was growing up in Janak's house. And naturally, wherever there is Lakshmi Devi, wherever there is Lord's eternal consort, there is bound to be opulence. So Janak started to see all kinds of opulence prevailing everywhere. Then one day, Parashuram, who is also an incarnation of the Lord, Parashuram came to Janak's palace. And so he, at the doorway, he left his bow. He kept his bow there. And Sita was a little girl at that time. Now Parashuram's bow is not an ordinary bow. It is Lord Shiva's bow, Haradhanu. Lord Shiva's bow. So Lord Shiva's bow, not any ordinary person can even lift. So Parashuram was using that bow to wipe out the Kshatriyas from the planet. So Sita was a little girl, and Parashuram, at some point, when he came out, he found that his bow is missing. When he kept the bow, it's not there. So he started to look around and he found that Sita was using the bow as a horse and riding on it. So Parashuram was surprised. This bow, an ordinary person cannot even lift because it's Lord Shiva's bow. So who is this little girl? So who could be this little girl? Who could play with Lord Shiva's bow, obviously, is superior to Lord Shiva. So he concluded that this must be the eternal concert of the Lord. And so he told Janak that this is a very special daughter you have. So she should be married to an appropriate person. She shouldn't be given away to in marriage to any ordinary person. So this daughter must be given in marriage to an appropriate person. So I am leaving my bow here. The condition will be that anybody who can string the bow should be allowed to marry. She should get married only to the person who can string the bow. So who can string the bow? Either Lord Shiva or someone superior to Lord Shiva. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, and that's why Vishwamitra, when he recognized that Lord Ramchandra is Narayana. He knew that. That's why in order to kill the demons, he took Lord Ramchandra. Ramchandra was only 14 years old at that time. And these demons were such terrible, fierce demons that Dasharatha became very worried that how will this little boy fight with these demons? Because due to his parental affection, he couldn't recognize, Dasharatha couldn't recognize that Ramchandra was the Supreme Personality of God. He was thinking that Ramchandra was his son. So he pleaded with Vishwamitra that please this spare this little boy. He is not really grown up as yet. So I will go with my army and fight with the demons. Then Vishwamitra got very upset. He said, if I thought that you could kill the demons, I would have told you. So anyway, don't waste my time. Just I am telling you what I want. You let me know whether you want to comply with my request or not. Dasharatha became very worried because the sages, they are very quick at cursing. So if he gets upset with me, he will curse me and Krishna only knows what will happen. So he said, okay, let him. So Vishwamitra took Ram to kill this terrible Rakshasi, Taraka, and her son, Marichi, and Subahu. All these demons were killed by Lord Ramchandra. No, not Marichi. Marichi, Lord Ramchandra, shoot an arrow, and Marichi went flying 12,000 miles and landed in the ocean. So that's why when Ravan came to Marichi and told him, you have to help me. So Marichi knew that this person is not an ordinary person. To Ramchandra means trouble. He remembered a long time ago, this is what he did to me. And Ravan then told him that if you don't listen to me, if you don't comply to my command, I'll just kill you. Then Maniji thought, either Ram will kill or Ravan will kill. Better to be killed by Ravan. So that's why Maniji agreed. Because he had no other option. If he didn't listen to Ravan, then Ravan would kill him. And if he went against Ram on behalf of Ravan, then Ram will kill. So he thought that better to be killed by Ram. So anyway, after killing of Taruka, Rakshashi, he came. Vishwamitra brought Ram to Mithila because he felt that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he must be united with his eternal consort who is growing in the palace of King Janak. So he did that. He brought him. And this bow was so heavy with its spiritual potency that no one could actually lift it. Also, there is a story about, there is an incident about this bow. Brahma actually built three bows. One was Shrangadhanu, the Haradhanu, and Gandiv. Shrangadhanu he gave to Vishnu, Haradhanu he gave to Lord Shiva, and Gandiv he gave to Agni. And this Gandiv was given to Arjun after the Khandav, at the time of Khandav forest, burning of the Khandav forest by Agni. So that was Arjun's bow. These are all very special bows. And so Ramchandra, although no one could even lift it, sometimes somebody would touch it and get thrown out. Like an electric shock they will get. And what to speak of lifting it and stringing it. So Lord Ramchandra not only lifted it, strung the bow, but he broke it. So Parashuram became very upset. What an insult. Broke Shiva's bow. It's an insult to Lord Shiva. And Brahma with so much craftsmanship built the bow and look at this character, he just broke it. So, and it was his bow also. So he came to challenge Lord Ramchandra. Actually, Parashuram wanted to find out whether this is the real... He actually wanted to prove that this is the Supreme Personality of God. And he gave his bow and said, let's see you string this one. And when Lord Ramchandra took that, Parashuram at that time lost all his potency. Because Parashuram is an empowered incarnation. Lord invested his potency in Parashuram to perform certain mission. So they are known as, when the Lord empowers somebody to perform, accomplish some mission, they are known as Shaktavesh Avatar. Empowered incarnation. Parashuram was an empowered incarnation. So his mission was to straighten out the Kshatriya rulers. So when the mission was accomplished, Lord Ramchandra came and he took all the potency away from Parashuram. So this is another aspect of Lord's pastime. Then Lord Ramchandra got married to Sita Devi, and with great pomp they were taken to Ayodhya. Dasharath himself came to attend the wedding and organize the wedding. Ram got married to Sita, and Lakshman got married to Sita Devi's sister Urmila. And when they went back, Dasharatha decided to coronate Ramchandra to the throne as the crown prince. He was establishing him as the successor to the throne. But at that time, as you all know, Kaikeyi, the other queen, the mother of Bharat, told Dasharatha that he was supposed to give her sanction, two boons. And out of those two boons, he wanted the banishment of Ram for 14 years and Bharat would become the king. Dasharatha actually was so heartbroken that he was crying and crying, rolling on the ground. Ramchandra wondered what happened to his father, why his father was all of a sudden became so heartbroken. And then he found out that this was the reason. Kaikeyi, Dasharatha was bound with the vow of fulfilling two boons for Kaikeyi. And Kaikeyi now wanted those two boons. Bharat should become the king and Ram should be banished for 14 years. When Ram got to know that, he said, fine, I'll go. Dasharatha was saying, no, you don't go. Ramchandra appealed to him. He said, then you will break your promise. In order to keep the vow, word of his father, Ramchandra accepted this banishment. Because the idea was that otherwise his father will go to hell. Because when somebody tells a lie, as a result of that he is destined to go to hell. So Ramchandra decided to go to the forest. Lakshman wanted to follow him. Because Ram and Lakshman were inseparable. So, and Sita also followed. Ram tried to dissuade her. He said, no, you shouldn't go to the forest. You are a princess. You never went out of the palace. How will you go to the forest? The forest is full of so many dangerous elements. And it is full of thorns and like you never walked barefoot, and what to speak of thorny paths. But Sita was determined. So this is how the ideal standard has been established by these pastimes. Lord Ramchandra showed how to be an ideal human being, and Sita Devi showed how to be an ideal wife. That's why it is described that Lord Ramchandra's pastime should be followed, should be imitated. People like to imitate God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, okay, if you want to imitate the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then imitate Lord Ramchandra's pastimes. That is the Maryada Purushottam. And Sita Devi, when she was in the forest with Ramchandra, she was kidnapped by Ravana. And she was in captivity in Ravana's. Ravan had a beautiful garden called Ashokvan, and Sita was kept there. Now here also there is another very beautiful anecdote. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India One day, one Brahmana, who was a devotee of Lord Ramchandra, invited him to take lunch at his place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take lunch, and he found that the Brahmana didn't cook anything. And Mahaprabhu asked him, what happened? Then the Brahmana said, Sita was stolen by Ravana. Ravana stole Sita. And how am I still alive? The demon has stolen Jagan Mata, the mother of the universe. And saying that, he just kept on crying and crying. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that, look, Ravan couldn't steal Sita. Ravan couldn't even touch Sita. No one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can touch His eternal consort. Actually, when Ravan came to steal Sita, then Sita took shelter of Agnidev. And Agnidev took Sita and in her place created a Maya Sita, an illusory Sita. And Ravan actually stole that Sita. Ravan stole the Maya Sita. Whom he took was not original Sita, but the illusory form of Sita. And then when Ravan was killed by the Lord and Sita Devi was rescued, then there was this pastimes of Agni Pariksha. To prove her purity, she was banished, she was stolen, she was kidnapped by Ravan. So she stayed in the palace, in the custody of this demon. So people may question whether Ravan has molested her. Ravan could not, because Ravan was, that's another side thing, that Ravan was cursed by Rambha, a celestial damsel, that Ravan molested her and then she cursed that if ever you try to molest any other woman, then your head will split in 1,000 pieces. So Ravan was afraid of that. Therefore, he would never force any woman. So he was afraid to. These are all wonderful coincidences supporting the main theme. A good drama is very expertly written. So Jogamaya writes the drama of the Lord's pastimes, and they're so perfect in all respects. So therefore Ravan, like the drama is so beautifully organized. Ravan, Sita was stolen by Ravan, but Ravan could not touch Sita or molest Sita. So, but Ramchandra, since he is a Marjada Purushottam, he had to establish the standard of morality. Standard for the world to follow, for the human society to follow. So the condition was that in order to prove her purity, Sita will be tested by fire. And a fire was lit, a big, huge fire, and Sita entered into the fire, and nothing happened. Now at that time, when Sita entered into fire, then what happened? This fire also was another aspect of the pastime. It was the fire, taste of fire, but what actually happened? The Maya Sita disappeared and real Sita came out. Now the Lord has, she is going to be with her eternal Lord and Master. So Sita Devi appeared in her original Sita Devi, who was in the custody of Agni Dev, came out of the fire. And even though Sita was rescued and Ramchandra was reinstated in the throne, but again we see that another unfortunate and painful incident. One washerman was suspecting his wife's behavior. He was suspecting that his wife was having an affair with somebody else. And Ramchandra used to go out at night disguised as an ordinary person to find out the state of affairs in his kingdom. So when he was in disguise, just going around the city, finding out how his people were, then he overheard this washerman telling his wife, "But do you think I am like Ram?" His wife was in the custody of the Ravan, the demon, and he accepted her back. So I am not going to tolerate your infidelity. You get out of my house. So Ram heard that. So he came back to his palace and he considered that the king's character and behavior must be spotless. Nobody, the king should be above anyone's criticism or suspicion. So he decided to banish Sita Devi. That way Ramayana is actually a very pathetic anecdote. Pathetic. Ramchandra's pastime is full of pathos. At that time Sita Devi was pregnant. And Ram told Lakshman to take her to the forest and leave her there. He said Sita often expressed her appreciation for the hermitage of the saintly people, the munis and rishis. So on the bank of Sarju river there is this hermitage, so you just take her and leave her there. So Lakshman reluctantly did that. He didn't want to do that, but Ram forced him. So he went and dropped her in the forest and left. Valmiki, the great sage, gave her the shelter. And Sita was in the ashram of Valmiki. There two sons were born, Lav and Kush. And they were brought up in Valmiki's ashram. And then Valmiki took Lav and Kush to Ram's palace. And Valmiki taught Lav and Kush to recite the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. And Lord Ramchandra was overwhelmed to see these two boys. And he just wondered who they are, who these boys are, for whom his heart is becoming so overwhelmed with emotion. So then Valmiki told him that they are his own children. And then he brought Sita. So Ramchandra, in order to pacify the citizens, wanted to arrange another public fire test, Agni Pariksha. But this time Sita couldn't bear that. She requested Mother Earth to take her back. And the earth, from the earth split, and Mother Earth came out and took Sita back. such a wonderful pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and such a wonderfully exemplary role that His eternal consort Sita Devi has played in this pastime. Sita Devi ki, Janaki Sita ki, Jai Janaka Nandini Sita ki, Gaur Prema Nandini, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveto Bhakta Vrinda ki, Gaur Prema Nandini.